Next case, please.
The next application is 12,289 Michael Strunk seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures, section 115-25, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Woodland Circle, approximately 378 feet south of Dogwood Drive within the Angola by the Bay subdivision. The 911 address is 34124 Woodland Circle, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 234. Map 12.17, parcel 69. Staff would note for they are seeking a 0.5 foot variance for the side yard for the house, a 6.3 foot. Oh, let me get with that right, because some of that already exists. So, a 6 foot variance for the rear yard for the deck that's being converted for the addition, and a 0.2 foot variance for the rear yard for the shed. And a 4.4 foot variance for the new addition. We'll note that the existing house existed, there is a CO, so those do not need variances. So it's, since they're converting the deck now needs a variance of 6 feet, and they need a 0.2 feet for the rear yard for the shed, and then they need a 4.4 foot variance on the side yard. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is that for both sheds?
Yes, yeah, they're both at 4.8.
That's interesting.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Strunk, 248 West Chestnut Hill Road, Newark, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, and we do have one letter in support from the Angola by the Bay Homeowners Association, low letters in opposition, and one mail return.
Okay, bear with us just a second. So we want to make sure that we understand we're looking for a 6.3 foot variance on the rear from the 13.7, 5.5 foot variance from the 14.5 on the rear, 5.1 for the deck, 0.2 for both sheds, correct?
Do you want to flip the page and go to the next one that has the red on it?
That's what I'm looking at.
Which has 14 feet to the deck. So it would be a 6 foot variance for the rear for the deck.
Mr. Mills, I think that may be because the dwelling has a CO, it was issued. So there's no variances that are being sought for that. Mm-hmm. It's simply for the conversion of the deck, and then that.
So the dwelling already has variances?
It can be done administratively because of there was a CO had been issued prior.
Gotcha. Okay. We understand.
I hope so.
Okay.
If we don't, when he gets done with his presentation, we are going to understand. How about that?
That works. That works. Excuse us. Good evening.
Good evening.
Please explain your request and address the standards for us.
Well, I'm seeking a variance for home addition. My family and I currently live in Newark, Delaware, and we have an opportunity to bring our family and relocate down here to a permanent address, which is currently our vacation home that we just purchased a couple years ago. We're excited because we're putting our kids in Cape Penelope School District, and that's a huge thing in our family. So everyone's excited about that. The current home situates at 34124 Woodland Circle in Angola by the Bay. A lot of people are familiar with Angola by the Bay. It has a lot of peculiar types of lot setups. Our particular lot setup is a double lot, but the people had put the home on there in 1979. For whatever reason, they put it within that setback. And we weren't even aware of that setback until after recently, when we had gone through the bylaws they give you after you purchase a home in that community and you go through that big packet. And then I started working with the builder to then accommodate our living in this home. And that's when we discovered that we were in that setback in the rear of the home. The current setback of the rear of the home is 20 feet, and it appears that we are over there by about 6 foot. And what we want to do is we want to actually take our master bedroom that is there now, and all we want to do is extend that out a few feet towards towards the center of the lot. And that will allow us to have obviously a larger master bedroom, but it'll allow us to have a full bathroom in there, and it'll also allow us to have an additional closet. We can't really go back because we would be going into the setback even further, and we can't go to the left, obviously, because it's my daughter's room. But once we would come over from that existing corner where the deck is now, it would conform with all other rules and regulations for the county and also our homeowners association. I had already taken the steps to, as you had said earlier, to reach out to the homeowners association and sort of address my concern and also ask for their approval. They had approved it, and they had told me to follow through with Sussex County, which I'm doing today. The notation of the sheds, I wasn't even aware that the sheds were in any type of setback. We actually plan on removing those sheds. We don't really have a need for those sheds, so they're going to be taken away. The front corner, which is not an issue, I don't believe, because it was something there before, is supposed to be at 10 foot on a setback, and it's just under a half a foot over that line there.
Apparently that's been taken care of.
One of the things I'd like to do is thank my neighbors on either side of me for coming out tonight, Miss Ginny Ritchie and Mr. Gamble. They've come out to show their support in approving this addition, so that way our family can have a better living situation in the current home situation. As I was going through like your five criteria things, I just want to note that the minimum variance will obviously help our family greatly in a positive outcome, and it is of course the minimum variance requirements. I think there's anything else. Is there any questions?
Well, yeah. There are four other standards, if you could address those.
Oh,
as well.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, the uniqueness of the property is, like I mentioned earlier, is the property shape is very shallow. We have a 30-foot setback in the front, which everything conforms to that right now. The back setback is 20 feet, and the sides being 10, so that creates like a very tight footprint for that site plan. The current front dwelling, again, is the 30. The new, any type of new construction would be within the 30. It does, the property also meets the 10,000 square foot minimum bulk area requirement. The placement of the original dwelling, which was proposed or positioned by the original owners in 1979, overlaps the rear setback. It includes a master bedroom that we would like to modify. Let's see, number three, we purchased the property again recently, November 2016. Home was constructed in 1979, so we had not done anything to the property at all, other than trimming some trees and such. But we have not modified the footprint of the home at all. As far as the essential character of the neighborhood, I believe that what we are doing to the home will not affect the neighborhood in any negative way at all. As a matter of fact, I think it will improve the value of our home, and it'll improve the value of the, you know, for the neighbors. And there are a lot of other lots in the Angola by the Bay community that share sort of these same characteristics, and I know they have come to Sussex County and applied for variances and have been accepted. So I see in this particular case, it seems very black and white, and I hope that everything goes well.
Very well, thank you. Other questions from members of the board?
I don't have any questions.
Any other questions?
Okay. Mr. Sharp, do you have any?
I believe you said that sheds are going to be removed, so
yes.
We don't need to do variances for that.
No, no variances needed for the sheds.
And is the is that deck existing?
Yes.
Thank you. No further questions.
So is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? Show of hands, two. And
Errol Gambler, 33282 Woodland Circle, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Virginia Ritchie, 34112 Woodland Circle, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole yes. truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I live on, I guess it's lot 67 on the north side of his property, and I have no objections to what he's planning on doing. This, what he wants to do isn't going to affect me at all, whether it's 2 feet or 3 feet or whatever.
Okay.
So I just want to affirm that, you know, I'm in favor of it.
Thank you very much. Ma'am?
And I live on the other side of him, and I do not object to anything he's wanting to do. In fact, I agree with him that it will improve the property and make all of our properties much more valuable. A 79 house that needs to be updated.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay. Is there anyone here that is in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,289. I think you met the five standard for granting the variance.
Very well. Is there a second?
I second it.
I have a motion and a second, so by roll call vote, Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the reasons that have been stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons.
And I too for the reasons that have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0.
Thank you very
approved.
Much.
You're welcome. Have a good evening. Okay, folks, that's the end of the hearings for this evening. We do have an additional business, so we'll start with there's been a request for rehearing case number 12,225.
So staff did receive a request for a rehearing for the application. That request was submitted in writing. We also received a response back from the applicant stating their position regarding the request for the rehearing. So that was provided to you in your packet 2 weeks ago. And it is for you to consider whether or not there is cause per the board's rules and procedures as to whether or not a rehearing for the application should be considered.
And this letter dated February the 11th of 2019 is the complete request?
That is the request.
Okay. I don't see anything specific as that states why they feel that you know, there was a mistake or inadvertent surprise, you know, excusable neglect, or any newly discovered evidence, nothing specific as far as fraud or what have you. So nothing else was included, is that correct?
That is correct. The information that was provided was what was submitted, and then the applicant did respond back to the request for the rehearing.
Okay.
But there was nothing additional provided except for what was provided to you, that letter, and in that it was in the file.
And per our rules, as the board members know, there's no oral argument on that. It's just on the written documents that you've been provided,
right.
Both from the movement and from the applicant's response.
Okay. And there are five elements required, according to Delaware state law, that aren't addressed either. So,
yeah, if you're under Delaware law, and we have that with court rules, where there's motion for rehearings under the court rules, if you were to apply under mistake, inadvertent surprise, or excusable neglect, which I don't think has been argued in this motion. I think the only thing there was a newly discovered evidence. Delaware Supreme Court has found there's five elements that have to be met in order for that to, you know, be considered by a tribunal, whether it be a court or an administrative body. And those five standards, if I may, Mr. Chairman,
sure,
is that the newly discovered evidence has to have come to the knowledge of the movement since the hearing, that it could not, and the exercise of reasonable diligence have been discovered for use at the hearing, that it is so material and relevant that it will probably change the result if a new hearing is granted, and that it is not nearly cumulative or impeaching in character, and that it is reasonably possible that the evidence will be produced at the hearing. So those are the typical five standards that we see with regard to a review of a newly discovered evidence request on a rehearing.
And I don't see any of those addressed in this motion. It's up for discussion if anyone has any additional thoughts or comments.
I have none.
I think we did our job and listened to the information, and we did our job and did a fair and correct decision. We did.
All right. Okay. Well, if there's no other discussion, then I'll entertain a motion.
And I guess I would note, Mr. Chairman, I know Mr. Williamson was not part of that original hearing or the decision. He wasn't a member of the board at that time. So I think I talked to Mr. Williamson before. I think he was going to recuse himself from discussion and vote on this one.
Okay. So other fellow members, what is your, is there a motion?
I move to deny the motion for rehearing of application 12,225 for the following reasons. They say they didn't have sufficient time to review the applicant's written submissions, but no such evidence is specifically identified in the motion. Our rules do not require submissions of exhibits before the hearing, and we are not required to leave the record open after a hearing. In their motion, they have cited no evidence which they will present to the board. Delaware law is clear that rehearings on grounds of newly discovered evidence are disfavor, and movements must establish five elements in order to obtain a new hearing on these grounds. They have the burden of proving that this evidence came to their knowledge since the hearing. Knowledge could not have been used at the hearing. It is so material and relevant that it would probably change the result if a new hearing was granted. It is not merely cumulative or impeaching in character. It is reasonably possible that evidence will be produced at the hearing. They have not met this burden, so I move to deny their motion for a rehearing.
Very well. Is there a second?
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the previous reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So by a vote of 4-0, the request is denied.